Maker, how are you doing? It is your girl, Sharice Taylor, Share with Sharice. Yes. You know what? I was thinking this the other day, and I meant to stop by and share it with you all. It's interesting because I'm definitely an extrovert. I am definitely not shy, bashful. Or anything related to that. But I do really like to be to myself. I'm a homebody. I have to purpose and plan, you know, to step out and, okay, do something with your friends and you know, stuff like that. I do. So I don't know. I'm kind of a mixture of that. I don't know if there's a word for the mix of the two. But I was thinking the other night, I was at the grocery store, and I like to go to the grocery store kind of late because there's not a lot of people. And I like to just zip in and get what I need and get out. I don't like long lines. I don't like people up and down the aisles. And I thought, strangely enough, I thought as much as I enjoy being to myself and my privacy, I don't know that I would have made a good celebrity or would have been a happy celebrity. For those of you that don't know, through all my teens and my 20s, I wanted to be a national recording artist. I do consider myself to be a professional vocalist, a singer and performer. As much as I've done it, and as many places as I've done it, I do hold that title. But I never made it to the national recording artist type of thing, international artist and all of that. But, you know, there's a sacrifice for that type of success and notoriety, and I don't think I would have been happy making that sacrifice. So I really, in reflection... In retrospect, rather, I really appreciate God's intervention, whatever you want to call it, and allowing me to build and live the life that I lead now, because I'm happy with that. So it's interesting just how our desires and needs change as we journey through life. Sharing that. I hope you're having a great week and talk with you soon.